Sehr nicht, was Avi Murray hat mit so Pilches, sehr nicht, was Daniel Scheide, was ihr schon fallt. Okay. Afternoon, everybody. We are in Packet Gimel. Packet Gimel. And we have question 20. I skipped the 20. It looked like a 21, so I skipped. It's 19:20 and then 22. Okay. It's okay. It's not serious either, so you can skip. Okay. So we have to do the Maram Shik. Okay, the Maram Shik is the Talmud of Chasim Sofer. And the Maram Shik discusses three types of Minhagim. Three types of Minhagim. So we have to go through the Maram Shik. The three types of Minhagim. We have Rabbi Hesia, who's the Broyer's Minhag. That was the Broyer's Minhagim. So the Maram Shik has three types of Minhagim. So on page 19, he says like this. What are the three Minhagim? Echad shenogu b'chol makom ke'ed yantav sheni. Yantav sheni is a minhag b'chol makom. Or amiras halal b'rosh chodesh. B'chatzi halal b'rosh chodesh. And it's machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, where the Gemara says that Rabba chavit chavit v'lo baruch, right, by the Aravos. He clapped the Aravos, but he didn't make a bracha. Hey, Rashi, because there's no bracha. Shekin shalom b'tzos of tivado al minug. It's not even lo sasur. The Rambam says that minug has lo sasur. So if it has lo sasur, so then how come you don't make a bracha, according to the Rambam? It says, not all minhagim are the same. A minhag that was nisyaset al pi chazal, like Yontif Sheni, is lo sasa. But a minhag shehin higu me'atzvan, even the Rambam agrees that it's not lo sasa. So that's what he's saying, that the minhag of Yontif Sheni, Chazal initiated. But the minhag of, so therefore we make a bracha. When we have the second Seder, we make a bracha, Shekhar Dushadu B'Sasov Tzivanu Alachim Aspatza, at the second Seder. But he's saying that Rama says Hallel was a minhag that the people started on their own. And the Chazal, you know, said it's okay. They didn't come out against it. So that minhag is a minhag, but there's no lo sasur to that minhag. In other words, you can have, like Rav Shechta said, there can be a takana, there can be a minhag. So they can have something that was initiated from Chazal to Tor minhag, even though it was initiated by Chazal. So Yontif Sheni, that's his lashon. He says, "Dafka minik shenisyaset al pi chazal, kein shdesholchu bitam hizaru ben minik v'seichem." So Chazal gave a; it was official in Chazal the minik. But sometimes the people just did it. If Chazal would have thought that it was improper, they would have made a macha. So that's the first minik of all of Klal Yisrael. And the examples he gives is Rosh Chodesh, Chalam Rosh Chodesh, and the minhag of Yontif Sheni. Want to say something?
So why does Rava not say
Because the minhag of Rosh Chodesh was not a minhag that was the siyaset al pi chazal. No, was Yontif Sheni was a minhag that was the siyaset al pi chazal. Whether they initiated it or they gave it a status of. You know,
Not to the Chabita, but the whole
game. Yeah. So that's the first minute. Minute Shanogu Mayats, yeah. Then he says, what's the second minute? The minute Hamakom. Because this is the minig in this particular shtot. This is the Breuz minig. This is the Frankfurt minig. This is the Satmar minig. This is the, you know, it's a minig hamakom. So there are two types of minig hamakom. One is precious. And they accepted upon themselves an extra chumrah, the makom. That you shouldn't face. But the second type of minhag makom is there's a chashash issu. That's chashash. Like, for example, let's talk about kidneys. Kidneys. I feel you have to be very machmir with kidneys, because I feel there are people today that are trying to push away kidneys in the world. So you have to counter the right? I think you have to counter the people that are trying to get rid of kidneys. And you have to, you know. So kidneys is not, there's no shita that kidneys is awesome. But there's a chashash that you could mix up the kidneys with real wheat. Yeah. In other words, which is similar. So there's no iser, but there's a chashash. So it's a precious. It's a precious. Or gebrux. There's no sheet that gebrux is oser medina. Gebrux is not a, gebrux is when you take matzah and you put water in the matzah and you bake something. You know, yeah, matzah balls. There's a story. Mr. Berkowitz told me the story. That was the story that someone was wanting to get a bracha for children. They went to the. I don't want to say it incorrectly, so I'm going to get the story, and maybe tomorrow I'll say it over correctly. But remind me to say over the story about the matzo balls. But Chasam Sofer and the Divrei Chai. Okay? So remind me to say it over? Unless I can get my Talmud on the line. Let's see. Maybe he'll remember it. There we go. Rabbi Avram Yishai Berkowitz of Williamsburg. Let me see if I can get it now on the line for you fellas. Second. Let's see. Oh, let's see if he picks up. Rabbi Galler from Young Israel West Hempstead. He was there when we were told the story. And he says it over. Rabbi Gala, in the middle of Shir now, I'm calling you for help in the middle of Shir, where I want to say over the story with the matzah balls, with the Chasam Sofer and the Divrei Chayim. So I know you know the story better than I do. So let's start. Who was the woman? There was a woman, she couldn't have children, right? The woman couldn't have children. She could not have children. The daughter of the Divrei Chayim. The daughter of the Divrei Chayim. She couldn't have, she was infertile, she couldn't have children. So what happened? She tried every single method, no help. So where'd she go? She went to the She went to the last ditch effort was to go to a world renowned doctor in Pressburg to get medical advice from this doctor. Right. So once she was in Pressburg. So she, in other words, so the Divrei Chaim said that if you're there by this doctor and it's Pesach time, so you'll knock on the Chasam Sofer's door, you'll tell him who you are, and you'll go to the Chasam Sofer, and you'll stay there or whatever, eat a meal there or something like that, right? So sure enough, she's there Pesach time. So she's in Pressburg to see the doctor. So once she was in the town to see the doctor, she what? She goes to the Chasam Sofer. She knocks on the Chasam Sofer's door. Yeah, what happened? Then they sit down and he serves food. This was at the Seder. She was there at the Seder. She was at the Pesach Seder even. At the Chasam Sofer's Pesach Seder. That's not bad to be at the Chasam Sofer's Pesach Seder. I wouldn't mind being at the Chasam Sofer. Yeah. So this is Divrei Chaim's daughter, who was in Pressburg for medical thing. So once she was there, she stopped by the Chasam Sofer. She ended up by a Seder. Yeah, go on. And so till they get to the soup. The first course, they have this matzo ball soup. So the Chasam Sofer is serving matzo ball soup at the Seder. Now, her minig was to follow out her father, right? The Divrei Chaim, that she didn't eat gebrux. Correct? But she didn't know what to do. She didn't want to embarrass, you know, it's not nice. Chasam Sofer is serving you matzo ball soup, even though you're a daughter of the Divrei Chaim and you don't eat gebrux. So she didn't know what to do. So what did she do? She ate it, right? She ate part of it. She ate some of the matzo balls. She ate some of them. Well, two of them, I think. She says, thank you, the Fetus Bar, and then she goes on her merry way. Sure enough, 9 months later, she goes back home. Her father wants to know what happened. So she told him what happened. She said, you know, I was there, I was stuck, and she felt a little embarrassed, you know. She's not following her father. I ate matzo balls by the Chasam Sofer, and, you know, her father said, not, you know, she know what to do. Right? Yeah. So she said, how many did you eat? They gave me eight, but I only ate two. Right? So she says, this time next year, the Divrei Chaim says you'll have two children. But if you would have eaten all eight, you'd have had eight children. Is that what he said? Right. So, and Kachaya, the year later, she had what, twin boys? Well, right, and she wished that at the bris she would have had more, she would have eaten more. That's the story. Okay, thank you, Rabbi Gala. I didn't want to say the story without being. This is my regular shiur. We're talking about Minhagim. So this is what. So, okay, Yishkayach, thank you for your help. Okay, Skuso Yogan Elain, Koltov. Okay, that was the story.
Rebbe, I have so many questions on this story.
I know. Okay, we'll get to all the questions. But that was the story. So she was she didn't follow her minhag, not because she was in the, even though Lachora would say she's a daita lachzor, she should follow a minhag, but not to embarrass the Sofer family. She didn't want to. So she ate the two matzo balls. Oh, so that
was
So one second. So this kind of minhag is not because there's a shita. There's no shita like this in the Gemara or something that you can't eat kebrachs. But it's a chumrah because you're afraid that maybe it wasn't fully baked and it could become chumrah. So it's a precious. It's a precious. Like kidneys is a precious. That maybe some wheat got into the kidneys. It's not like there's a sheet like it's a precious. It's an extra chumrah. Whereas you could have a din a minug chveis. The minug is the chveis to follow Rabbeinu Tam for sorry Shabbos. So there, the sheet is early, sheet is later. So you're following a certain sheet. So he says when it comes to minug habakum, it's different when you're following the. Because of also chumrah of the minhag. So the first minhag we said was the minhag of called Kalchal Yisrael, right? Like Yontif Sheini, like Rosh Chodesh. And then we said there are two different types of minhag oilam. One was that Bezdin gave the Gushpanka and whatnot. And that's why you can make a bracha on Yontif Sheini, but not on Halal Rosh Chodesh, according to the Rambam. And this minhag is a minhag of. This is the minhag. Of the minhag hamakom, and within the minhag hamakom, there are two types of minhag hamakom. Just as a chumrah of precious, like kidneys or gebrox, but then there could be a minhag hamakom chveis, like where by hagrama, where the shecht, you know, where the minhag is, you know, different places. Then you have to shecht it in a certain zone.
Also, what about eating the chal, the cow udder? Some cities have a minhag hamakom not to eat the cow udder.
Yeah, so there could be a halacha. In other words, when it's a halacha sheet that you're following, that's a different type. So what he says is, what the Maram Shik says, if you're following, he says, Omam yesh gam minhag hu rak minhag hamakom, ze yesh gam ke beizofan. Benagi beizofan. Said Mishum Precious or Siag or no good over said Mishum the Ikaman the Omar the Dover the also. After Ikamai Mandamatir, Machmir Hasmo, no give me Dover. Venerally, Yesh Mishi, Shish Mishi Yachlo Bezedine is a hearty yum. So he says, so that now it could be that if it's a question of an extra. Maybe there's no hatara. If it's, you're following a shita and you mekabel upon yourself the shita. So it could be there's no hatara. If it's just a chumrah, so then you, as a zahiris, maybe that's different when you're following a shita. So he tells the following story, the Maram Shit. He says, when I was in the yeshiva by the Chasam Sofer, so somebody came, Mimidina's Poland. And it was on what? It was on Shavuos, right? And the Bachar, and the, somebody came, and he wanted to smoke Lashon Tabak, beyond of Shel Atzeres. He wanted to smoke tobacco, beyond of Shel Atzeres. And he usually didn't, but he wanted the Bachram and the Yeshiva to be Matir Neder for him, that he could smoke on Yontif. And the Maram Shik says, and I was one of the guys who he was asking, can we make a Bezdin to be Matir Neder? So the Maram Shik says, it could be that some people Aser, why? Because it's a Din that it's Aser. It's what? It's not Shavu l'chol nefesh or something like that. So that it's a halachic iser to whether it's considered a dover shavu l'chol nefesh or not. So he says, I didn't want to be. I said the shita said that if it's a halacha, until now you were following a shita that you're not allowed to smoke al piyant of medina because it's havara and you don't have the heter of mitoch because it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. So then, so the Maram Shik says, I told this guy, I cannot be part of this best. I cannot be part of this Besdin because this is committed to him. Because maybe you're mekabel upon yourself to be noyeg l'dasa oisri. The efshar de'elo hatara. So he says, after davening, the crazy, the base moron gold hazatzal, the chasam sofer called me into his house. Shehayisi mi'ochoi shulchono b'shabbos v'yantif. Pretty good. I wouldn't mind being there. Ochoi shulchono, chasam sofer, but Shabbos and yantif. B'shalosi ma pilpul hayom b'beis medrash. So what's the hak in the yeshiva? You know? What's the hack? Masks, no masks, no. What was the hack? You know, what was the hack in the yeshiva? So he says, this was the hack in the yeshiva. The hack in the yeshiva was whether this guy, we could be matan neder or not. Ki kein hayadaka b'kodesh lishol kol dover v'dover. Sipati l'fnei Mori, she told him the story, and the Chasam Sofer agreed with the Maram Shit. So he says, if you're from a community that they follow a certain minhag, because if that's there's a shita like that in Poiskin, well, Esor, then it could be they can, you know, that's a question. But he felt that you shouldn't be matir such an ender. And he gives a story about. That some bochrim imochlim ibedikos hakolos shebekilim b'megens. There were some coolers that they had in Megens. It was a halachic shayla. And the third, so you have the minug, a minug of Gans Klal Yisrael. You have a minug of particular community, and then you have a minug hayachid. For either reason, either because a chumrah or because he's following a halacha. So he says, if you're following halacha, you're following halacha. But if you're mekabel, so the Maram Shik says, like the Chasam Sofer said, that if it's something that you weren't following halacha, there's no shita that's usher, but you were mekabel, so then what does he quote his rabbi? Then maybe that's a daraisa now. Because the Chasam Sofer says that if Chol of Yisrael is just an ikar hadin, it's only derabbanan, but if it's a chumrah, then it's a daraisa. You like that one? You should tell your friends. Tell the friends in the Crown Heights about this. Okay, so that's a fascinating it's a neder, you can be mataneda. You can be mataneda, but if you're not mataneda, then it could be that it's an issa d'oraisa of the door. No, but this fellow was originally following a certain shita. Whereas if you're following a shita that you can't make an Erev in the big city, so you travel to follow that shita. Yeah, I don't know. But the Maram Shik was Choshish. But maybe you... Right, so it could be that that was the minhag in the Mokum that he came from.
Yeah, but what is he?
Why is he doing it? Because he's following the minhag of Mokum. So why did the minhag of Mokum exist? Because in the minhag of Mokum, you can have a minhag of Mokum inside precious, you have a minhag of Mokum inside Allah. So that's why the Maram Shik was saying, you don't know why. But I have to be Choshish, and maybe they took upon themselves because the original Rabbanim, that town, thought it was died to be Choshish for the. Right. So he's Makabal Al Das Hatzim. He's found he's part of that Tzibah. Al Das HaKol, Al Das HaMokum.
So the daughter was
like, what chumras like they have in the boys to give up?
Chumras?
Chumras, yeah. They have chumras? Kol Yisrael.
Well, that's a bitter. That's halacha, right?
No, I was a bit on halacha, but on every one of the boys kihilo is machped. Kol Yisrael.
When they came out with Black Ocean in the 50s, you know, with the rail.
Yeah.
You know, circus on the that's right. Anything on
the anything on the law.
Right. Yeah.
So what did Rav Breuer say?
What?
They only do Beis Yosef, you say?
So what's the daughter of the daughter?
The daughter of the Rechaim. She had the... Yeah, so let's think of now that we can go back to the story. Now that we learned this truth, let's go back to the story.
Well, she didn't have to be mounted either.
Well, she was followed. In other words, she was following something that was gebruch. So it was a precious. It wasn't a halacha.
So
therefore, there could be hatar zadar. But according to the Dogma of Rava that we'll see, that she wasn't doing gematzer. She was going to go back to it. Just when she was at the Chasam Sofer's house, she wanted to be mekel. So therefore, she could be mekel because it was only bakroi ba'alma, right? So that's what her father told her. You ate two. If you would have ate, you would have had more kids. She had twins. You could have had poppers. What's the most you can have? You can have twins. You can have octuple. You can have eight.
Never heard of
five.
Someone just gave her eight this year.
So that's what the different kind of said. If you would have, had eight kids. If you would have eight, Yeah, but Avram, you hear the story? It's a good story.
I hear the story. I'm just trying to understand it, you know.
No, but it's good because it's not a the din of gebrach is not a halachic thing, right? It's not a halachic thing. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah that we're afraid that when you have matzah, maybe it wasn't fully baked, so maybe there's some what you call it, dough or something like that, that flour or whatever. Some of the flour wasn't baked yet, and therefore it's going to get you're going to put the water there. It's going to become chametz. So even though we don't have to be cautious for that, it's a chashash. It's an extra precious.
My question is really on the Chasam Sofer. Like, if he knows that the sheet of her father, why would he?
Well, he could serve it at his house.
I know, but
serve it to her.
I'm just, you know, like if you know someone is gluten free, right? You don't give them bread, you know.
Yeah, okay, but I don't know. It was served at the table. I don't know if he was doing the serving. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, but it's a good story. I like that story.
If a woman during much for single health waited 6 hours after meat, and she marries someone. He waits 3 hours now. She doesn't have to be mounted later, obviously, because she held the 6 hours because it's an Isra, because she.
But what's the din of if you're waiting six hours by so doing it because you're a Kabbal that cheetah?
Right. Now she married someone.
And now she's married.
Waits 3 hours.
Right. Right. The Tashmit says that the wife follows the husband's minhagim.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if he says yeah. Does she have to be matzah? I don't know. I don't know if he said. I don't recall the Tashmit saying you have to be matzah.
What would be the
Havamina
that she has to be matzah? If she did it because of the Israel. He wasn't doing it as a
chumra.
Right.
Yeah, a priest.
Doing it based on the basic opinion of Shon.
Yeah, but you know, the Rishvika did, the Shita that holds you that it doesn't work, Hatara. But it could be that once you get married, though. But if you hold like the Shita, right, where is it? Marriage trumps everything, you know?
Yeah, but it's Rishvika did,
so it shouldn't, right, it shouldn't trump Rishvika did. Something to think about. Okay, so that's question 20 or 21. Question 20 is the Chiluk Gimel Chiluk Edinim. And question 21 is going to be the story. What is the story of the Chasam Sofer and the Divrei Chaim? Okay? That's what we'll put it in. 21 is the story. I like the story, so that's why it's a good story. Divrei Chaim. Mr. Avram Yishei Berkowitz told to us one year when we were visiting on Chol Moed Pesach, and he said Rav Greenwald from, he's a big person in Satmar, whatever, I think he said it over once. Okay, 22. Amel mechku ashach v'adogu mervava nogel ataris b'minug b'tor neder. I spelled it wrong. Neged, I spell neder, whatever. So not neged, but neder. Okay, so there's a big machlokes between the shach and the dogum vavu. It seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Now you know my sheet about steers in the Shulchan Aruch. I like the Dvar Shmuel. The Dvar Shmuel says that. No, the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
The Shulchan Aruch, the Dvar Shmuel says that was the base. Mechaber wrote the Beis Yosef, but he doesn't think he wrote the whole Shulchan Aruch. He thinks he divvied it out for different Talmidim. Whereas the Chavetz Chaim's son writes that in the Mishnah Brura, the steer is in the Mishnah Brura, so he says that. That the reason this steer is because it was written by different people. But I recently spoke to Rav Yitzchak Ginsberg Shlita from Muncie, the former Rosh Hashiva here, who spoke to from the Zach, you know, the Zachs, one of the people from the Zachs family, maybe so, Mayor Zachs, perhaps. And he said that his grandfather Shlita of Mendel was not that way. That he didn't agree. With the Chavetz Chaim son wrote. But Mendel was the Chavetz Chaim son-in-law. He didn't agree with that. That see, the steer, so you can answer the steer, but he didn't think the answer is that it was written by different people. Because he says, the kasha is that Rabbi Kesselman asked me, like, it's known the Chavetz Chaim looked over the Mishnah many times, shouldn't be any mistakes. So he's, you know, don't want to, you know, charging money. Don't want to, there should be mistakes. Chashash Gezel, mistakes. Okay, so how come he wouldn't have, you know, made a uniformity? Because it was, you know, so that's what he did. So Takira Mendel, Mendel Zaks thought that no, that the Mishnah Brura was written by one person, the Mishnah Chofetz Chaim himself, that it wasn't that, but Chofetz Chaim saw it. He writes this, published this. That it was written by different people. But the Dvar Shmuel, he says the Shulchan Aruch was written by different people. And not everyone likes this Dvar Shmuel either. But it's interesting. I don't think anyone says the Rambam. You know, there are many steers of the Rambam. I don't think anyone says the Rambam was written by different people. Right? I think so. I never heard. I never heard of anyone saying that about the Rambam. Rambam's the Rambam. His own thing, yeah. Yeah, right. That's why I'm saying I don't think anyone says it about the Rambam. That the Rambam wrote the whole Mishnah Torah from A to Z. One halt.
Yeah.
One.
I imagine some of them were training them.
No, but they're the late steers in the Shulchan Aruch. So what is the steer over here? So the question, so in the Shulchan Aruch here, there's a steer to be a steer of Yordea, Reish Yudalit. It says that, say a person, he fasts during the Chavetz Chatzar, she made tshuva, bahab, different times of the year he fasts. And now he's not feeling well. He's not feeling well. So the Bahab says, so he should do Hataras Nedarim. So he should, he wouldn't have to fast. So bahab or Chatzar, she made tshuva, whatever it's on. But the question is, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yudalit in your day. But in Archaim, it says that if you had a days to fast, let's say your wife gave birth, you had a bris. You had a bris. So he says you could eat at the bris. And you, even though it's a fast day for you, you could eat at the bris, and you don't need to be matri yet. So that's the question. Her day, it says, you have to be matri yet. You have a certain times in the year that you fast that are not part of the normal fast. At certain times of the year you fast, now you're not feeling well, you have to be matir net. That's what it says your day. And Or Chaim says that certain times of the year you have to fast, and then you have a bris to go to, you know, life has a crazy or something like that. So you could eat, and you don't have to matir net. So it seems to be a steer. So the Shachit says that no. A person, when he originally cobbled to fast, he knows that there are going to be certain times during the year, you know, the possibility that his wife is going to have a baby. So he has in mind, when he originally accepted these fasts, that if that it's going to be a simcha, he won't have to fast. But his mindset is not that he's going to get sick. Mindset is a positive mindset. So that's how the shach. That's how the shach is. But the Dogel Mirvava doesn't like that text. The Noda Behuda does not like that text. So what does the Noda Behuda say? So the Behuda says that no, the case of your day where he was sick means it was a chronic illness. It wasn't that he was just... In other words, now he's sick. He's not going to... He's old, he's sick. He's not going to be able to fast. Is there a possibility that... So it's something that probably is fine now. He's not going to go back to this fasting. In other words, so then he needs to be back to that. But in your Chaim, it's talking about that there's a simcha, but it's not going to be every year that his wife is going to have a baby on the Seres Yimei Teshuva. It's not going to be one time. Next year, he'll go back to his fast. So if it's just a temporary thing, it's totally neder midrabbanan, according to most. It's not been in the das. It's been in the minute we tam neder, these are Taras Nedarim. Only if you're planning not to come back to the normal. So right now, for the rest of your life, you're not planning to pass through it. But that's how we answered the question. So I told you that someone this summer asked me, Shiloh, the wife was pregnant. They were up in a summer camp. You know, and she, this couple, they keep home in Israel. Summer camp that they went to. So she was pregnant, and it was very hard for her not to have milk. And the question was, could she have milk, not Kol Yisrael, even though they probably have Kol Yisrael. So, according to the Yuda, only Machroyim is maybe Peter Karim. According to Asatova, the Shah, maybe could be the Karim. And then, according to the Chasam Sefer, it could be it's a trial of a fence. You know what they held. I don't know if they're not enough to be Machriya, but they held. So, maybe whatever. So that's a could be right. So then it's a child of the rice. So
that was better.
Yeah. Then they can do a tzar. They don't do a tzar. See, what's the rice? Do you want to be sobech and then do the yuda? Because stabber the rabbi yuda only said his thing because it's only the rabban. So by the rabban, you can make a. The whole din of minim b'tam ned is only the rabbanon, so you can be makel if you're not doing it flow of verb. No, the shach's idea is that you knew that they're going to be simchas, but you didn't have in mind that they're going to be choilis. You don't think that way. But the other yudas word is if you want to disjoint yourself from this flow of verb, then.
Why doesn't an elderly person so that he might get sick? That's it. Isn't it? It's 80 years old. He wants to fast when he deserves to be true. But he knows very well.
Yeah, so that's why the Dogel Merav doesn't like the Shach's answer, because he gives his own answer. Whether he wants to not do the Neder anymore, the Minhag Tov anymore, or just temporarily he doesn't want to do.
Well, I would think someone that age is going to have, just like you have symptoms in the back of your mind, have illness in the back of your mind that happens from a certain age.
Right. Apparently, maybe it could be he took it when he was much younger. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. So that's question 22. 23. Take the So then we spoke about the Gemara. This is going to be in a Chumash. I think this week's Parshas here. We're going to speak about Toel HaRishonos. I didn't give that to the pack, but we looked it up, right? The Toel HaRishonos. Because we explained, when you do Hataras Nedarim for a Hanhaga Tova, so normally you do a Pesach and a Charata. But Charata, how can you do a Charata and a Hanhaga Tova if you miss? Allah says, if you bescharit on the good things you do, then you lose the schar. That's the famous kasha that comes tzayin asked Rabbi Chanan Lassamin. That the Mesilas Yisharim says, it's a chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to do tshuva. But how can it, why is it a chesed? You regret it. If it only worked for your benefit, then it's a chesed. But it works on your mitzvahs too. If you decide, he had a midlife crisis and he regrets that he was frum for the past 40 years. So it could be he loses all the schar. Toel HaRishonos. So if the charata has the ability to uproot mitzvahs, so can it uproot averus too? But then that's not a chesed. Because if it would only work for your benefit, that would be more of a chesed. But it works. So that was the kasha that the. The Rabbi Chana asked Chavetz Chaim, right? So he said a couple of teruts. One is that tshuva miyira, you're not really pescharit. Because it's tshuva miyira, so you're not really pescharit. You're just afraid. So maybe that's not a full charata. Yet it still works. Or the idea that schuya stonus nasas schuyos, so that's a chesed because mele you should be. You should lose the Averis, but the Averis to come to be mitzvahs. That's okay. Okay, that's question 24. Divrei Yaakov Tzahoros. That's Rabbi Chana. We didn't choose of Kovetz Mamorim, really. I think I made a mistake. It's really Kovetz Mamorim. That's the name of the sefer. Kovetz Ha'aretz is the sefer on Divokos. This is the Kovetz Mamar.
Rabbi, it's in the Kovetz Ha'aretz in the Perush L'Gemaos, the you know, Gadot.
Maybe you can turn Kovetz Ha'aretz on the Kovetz Mamar in the back.
No, it's in the thing where he gives the Agadatas al Pidar Chabshat.
Yeah.
So that's in the Yavama Sefer. It's for sure in there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you helped us, right?
Absolutely. It's a Geshmak a piece.
Yeah. Now, then, question 25, Mahadin in Choshev Sha'asar, V'emes U'muter. In other words, say you thought the reason why you didn't eat this thing is because you thought it was Asar, and it's really not Asar. You were just mistaken. So do you still have to do, so you had an Hagatova because you thought you were supposed to do what Al-Pi did. But it turns out in the end, it's Mutter. So it was a mistake. So I would think Alpi Din, so you don't need anything because it's a toast. Right? Do you have to have a Taurus Nedarim and such a thing? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Avalanogim Yisr B'dvar V'amutar Machma Shesorvim J'im Asurim Lo Havikiyun Kibla B'neder. But it's not a neder. But Yesh V'shomer Shim But there's another two sheets in Shulchan Aruch. The other sheet says that you need a Taurus Nedarim even if you made it. And that's he calls here as Be'er Golos Yerushalmi. Thank you, Shisha Shach, that we did already. I wrote it. Because Shisha Shach, that's the Kasha, the Steer in the Shulchan Aruch. And the good dog of Rav, okay, it's a repeat, of, it gives a different sense. And then I said, Ba'er Divri Adog of Rav, I'll pee Shita Sachasam Sofa. Because I thought that the dog of Rav, is assuming not like the Chasam Sofer, because it would be a Daraisa. It's hard to believe that you could just get away without doing that Taurus Nedarim. In other words, you want to temporarily not follow your Minhag Mitam Neder, but if it would be a Din Daraisa like the Chasam Sofer, it would be hard to believe that you, by a Daraisa, you would just say, you know, there's a, like I told you, by Tfilas Caleb, people erroneously think that you, oh, the first time you can do it free. You don't have to be told. That's a Mishagas. It's like he trades with mine, that's felt. People have said to me, they make a mistake because halacha is disposable, but they might not be like kids. Kids, so even if, for my own, even if you're going to use them, basically it's disposable. Even though it's metal, some disposable, there's no good of, you know. So, but the mice say it's not disposable. So you can't say, oh, I get one freebie. Use it without means. Roy has kept it during COVID, you know, the whole discussion. They pulled up one of the Hashuvim. Ela using the mitzvah, they said there was talk about proposing it, but before it was done, that was the problem. Because a lot of people needed it, a lot of people, some food were making, saying for the first time, buying this cable and turtle. So some people were relying on different containers. Selling the kalim after the kalim for abundance will give the tefillin, But the other possibility was just to go to Dovo. Okay. You know, the old style. Yeah. So, I hear what you're saying, but it's not necessarily connected, even though so they hold it to maybe 50%. So, that's the whole shops. That's the same for, but as you say, there's no ticket panda by something that's separate.
Right.
That's what I thought that the Rabbani was saying that in one place to say for he seemed to tell me that he did say that. Okay, so let's talk. But if you say like that, that it's connected, it's an interesting thing for you to say. So, as you say, if you hold, you can't open a soda can. I was saying that's like a ticket mana, so maybe therefore you so ticket mana, maybe therefore you have to be okay. But okay. Maybe the metal bottle, metal can. You say maybe it's probably Hatalia, because if you hold you can't open it because it's ticket mana, the mana, okay. So then maybe therefore you'd have to be total because it, not necessarily all about it, but I like the question. It's a good question. What do they do with Milwaukee? Do they keep the Kalen Mikva open in Milwaukee? And then there were some people who went, you know, to Ocean. You know, I don't always like when they go to oceans and things like that, because it's dangerous. Trying to be told of Caleb and, you know. And then
the... So, like, here there are, like,
yeah, so you have to know what's a good mixer, what's not a good mixer. It's not a question. Okay. So, 20. Okay, so we're up to 29. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow is what? Thursday. So we have Chumash at 2, and we'll continue. Sunday's the Chag HaSmicha. We'll have a short shiur in the morning. We'll figure out what time we're going to have to sing for Rabbi Hesia in the Musi Chag HaSmicha. His Chag HaSmicha is this Sunday, Mr. Hashem. So either before. Yeah, so we have to sing for him. Well, okay, either sometime next week we can sing. Yeah. Okay, we're about to say we have a 2-minute break and we'll dive in Mincha. Please stay for Mincha because we need a minion. Rabbi Goldblatt, Shabbos.
Rabbi, if I stay on Zoom, can I be Mitzdar for the minion?
You Mitzdar for a minion is a Shverzach. Shverzach. Many minyanim in Kew Garden Hills.
Okay.
Down with my son. I don't know if you're down with yet.
Okay.
What's the difference between the right and the wrong?
Temper. Yeah, we can please say. No. He was not here when I was here.
But Paretsky?
Yeah, him I know.